Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and it's time for the Corporate Farmer Program. And that gives us an opportunity to say hello to Chad Hansen over at Corporate Farmer. Hey, Chad, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, fantastic. We're kind of making our way through the month of June and ready to charge into July. And, all is well. Honestly, even a little bit of rain lately has really come along pretty good for us.
Yeah, you and I sitting around the water cooler last week kind of complaining about how dry it was and stuff. Maybe somebody listened to us and turned the faucet on because, we've gotten some moisture. Probably some listeners are saying way too much and others are saying, well, my neighbors are getting it, but I ain't quite seeing, enough to make a big difference. So it's been spotty, and even talking to clients outside of our listening area, man, there's been some crazy numbers thrown out as far as what they've gotten for rainfall, and even some of that white stuff. There's been some damage done by the hail and stuff. I'm hesitant, I guess, even to say that word because I don't want to jinx us, but that's another thing that comes with some of these heavy storms like we've been getting lately.
Oh, I know. You see some of the pictures where they're moving hail off of roadways with graders, and you think, wait a minute.
Yeah.
let's not go down that road.
Wrong time of the year for some of that stuff. But, yeah, it's at the stage where it can do a lot of damage. And, I've seen a few pictures of some cornfields that have been stripped pretty clean from, the hail that they've gotten around us. And so, that's not what we're hoping for this time of the year. We're hoping for some good, solid, day-long rains that just come down nice and easy. But I can tell you from sitting and watching ball games with an overhang over me that some of it hasn't come down real easy.
True. Yeah, I've been in some of those same places, and yeah, it's come down pretty good. And we just make the best out of it that you can at this point in time. You're thinking about it, Chad. Here we are. We're halfway through the year right
now. Isn't that nuts? And July to me is always a crazy month anyway, just because we've got the holiday that starts out the month, and that falls on a Sunday, which is a little unique. A lot of people kind of trying to make the most of that and extend that holiday break as much as they can by starting it a little early and probably taking some days off after the holiday weekend. And so, and it just seems like we're talking with ball games and some of that stuff. There's a lot with tournaments and everything getting wrapped up. And then late in the month is kind of that last hurrah for everybody as they get a break from sports and can take a little maybe family vacation before everything kind of starts back up. August is when all the camps begin, and volleyball and cross country and football obviously gets rolling. And so to me, July just always seems like that month where you just better hold on because it's going to go fast.
Yeah, it really, really goes fast. Very, very fast. And I think from time to time, you've been able to sneak away and get a little camping in around this holiday too, haven't you?
Yeah, and that always is something we try and do. Like I said, once we get done with baseball and softball, it's an opportunity to kind of just take a deep breath and relax for a week and things, which probably also contributes to why it goes so fast for me in July. But like you said, we're kind of shifting gears and moving as we start to look ahead to the downhill slide of the year. You and I talked a little bit last week, I think, as far as this child tax credit, the advance payment starting here in July, and I'd mentioned the website there where you could go to the IRS.gov, and if you elect out, if you didn't want to go ahead and take that payment, well, finally, here just in the last few days, they've gone completely live with that. And I can tell you it's an experience. You know, I had a client call yesterday that wanted to elect out and wondered if I'd help them with it. And so we took a look there at the website and kind of started that process. And if you want the quick and dirty kind of answer to whether it's worth it or not, I would say no. It's definitely an interesting process. It looks like a third-party type, vendor there is doing kind of some of the identity checking and stuff. And yeah, you start out by creating an account and verifying it through email and then like a cell phone text with the code. I'm sure you've been down, you know, all those roads before mm-hmm. when you've done those things. And then they want maybe a copy of your ID, which looks kind of fun because there's supposed to be no glares. Well, I don't know if you've looked at your ID lately, but it's almost interesting to try and sit in a room with lights and try and not get a glare off of it as you take a picture with your cell phone. So, yeah, we got about halfway through the process, and they said, I think we're good. So let's just go ahead and not worry about it. And, you know, as I've done some kind of research and checking in with some other people in the industry, that's kind of the advice that seems like it's going around right now. So not to talk you out of it, but if that's something that you were contemplating or wondered whether you should do, I think unless you've got a, you know, an hour or two to spare and like being frustrated, you probably are going to just go ahead and say, let's pass. I'll get the payments up front and we'll worry about taxes next year, right?
Just let it happen the way it's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you put the government in control of things and that's what you get, I guess. That's what people always kind of say, you know, that bureaucracy seems to kind of overdo it. We want to be protective, you know, obviously, and not allow anybody to get in there and get our information or open an account for us. But to me, at some point, it becomes a little overkill. And I don't know. After I called him back and said, are you sure that this is what you want to do? He kind of said, it almost feels like they're trying to kind of get us addicted to this whole, like, you know, stimulus payments and things like that. And so that we've got to count on them out there. And I said, yeah, that's kind of creeped into my head once or twice, too, with all these things that we've had in the last year. But I don't know. So I figured I'd share some experience that way so that others would understand what it's like and maybe kind of deter somebody that and maybe not get frustrated over the whole process. It's probably the last one I'm going to attempt anyway.
I think that's funny. I can see you, Chad, getting a little bit frustrated upon the text back and then the email back and then the...
it's one thing to do it for yourself as you've got that information at your fingertips, but, you know, as they go to these additional security kind of measures, it's tougher on this end because, I know with, like, some of the investment 1099s and things, they use some of that two-factor identification measures as well. And, you know, when you're doing it with somebody else, you say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, hit this button. You should be getting a text here shortly with a code. I'm going to need it from you. I don't have to call you back because I don't know how to do it, you know, here with my phone while I'm talking and everything. So then they hang up on you and call you back, and they've written down the number so that they can give that to you. And by the time you get that all accomplished, then you're beyond the time limit, so you got to try it again. And, you know, it's just sometimes it becomes a nightmare to try and make all that stuff work. It's part of the fun of what we do, and probably most people don't realize the craziness that happens when you're trying to deal with some of those things and get that information. As these businesses, I mean, they really are trying to push going paperless and do it in a different fashion, and they think it's more convenient, and at the end of the day, we sit here and go, you know, it was a lot easier when they just mailed you out copies of the stuff that you can get to us so that we could just do your taxes instead of having to do all these kind of mental type aerobics to try and get to the stuff we need.
I can see you right now, you know, when the clock winds down and you have so much time to do it.
Yeah.
And then you have to identify how many of these pictures do you see a tree in.
Yeah, exactly.
We've all been there, Chad.
Yeah.
It gives us something to smile about anyway this morning.
Right, yeah. So that's one of the things I figured was good to update people on, because I know we've talked about it a little bit. The other thing that just seems like it continues to be a big item in discussion is just kind of the whole Green Book and the tax plans that the administration's kind of put out there. I know that people are constantly, you know, trying to figure out what they're going to do for tax planning this year and how that may or may not affect them. Specifically, I think the best example is the capital gains, because, you know, they kind of drew a line in the sand of the spring when this would be retroactive if they made the changes that they've proposed. And, you know, so people are kind of fearful, if I go ahead and, you know, maybe sell something or do 1031 type exchange, is that going to be pulled back in and I'm going to be taxed on it more than what I'm prepared for? And, you know, so there's some uneasiness amongst, you know, a certain segment, I guess, of our client base, and how do you proceed, and do you got to kind of walk on eggshells thinking that, you know, the way things are now may not be the way that they finish the year. But I think the probably positive to that is as we kind of get into, you know, a little bit later in the year, like you said, kind of halfway through 2021 here at this point in time, you know, the expectation for me is that it's less likely that they're going to make retroactive changes at that point, just because we're getting so far out there that we're stretching back to the spring potentially again on some of these measures. And, you know, it's just unlikely that, you know, the government's going to want to do that and cause so much upset over, you know, some of these things that have been done earlier in the year. And so I think that gives us a little bit of comfort in knowing that we can kind of move forward with the plans for this year and probably speed up the process in some ways. If this is something you've been thinking about, I know I've got clients that, you know, have been thinking, hey, it's a good time to maybe sell off some of this bottom ground or whatever, ground that potentially maybe is outside of our kind of circle of our operation. Maybe it's a, you know, 20 minutes away or something like that, and we can find some property that's a little closer to home or reinvest that into something else. Maybe we're trying to diversify a little bit as we get closer to retirement and selling off a farm that floods quite a bit, and we want to maybe buy something different, like some other kind of rental real estate, like a apartment complex or something like that. You know, I think that as we know right now that things are available like that 1031 exchange, maybe it's time to go ahead and take advantage of that and still sell it and reap the benefits there, the higher land prices, but defer the taxes through those like-kind type exchanges like the 1031. And so those are some things that definitely have kind of been on the burner, and it's things that we continue to have some dialogue as we kind of wait and see what happens out there in Washington and how those decisions may impact, you know, our particular financial situation.
Yeah, and Chad, I think you just touched on it basically. Nobody has that crystal ball to know exactly, but you can start to see things clear a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you do, and that's what I think a lot of our clients rely on us for, is to kind of have, you know, one, seen what those proposed changes are, two, kind of dissect how that's going to affect an individual, such as the clients that I've been, you know, chatting here with lately. three, you know, I try and have a dialogue with other people that I respect in the industry to kind of see what their thoughts are and opinions. And, you know, some of them are a little bit longer in the tooth than I am, so they've got maybe more years to kind of rely on, you know, their experiences there and stuff. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of weighing all those factors and making a decision. You know, if it was clear and we knew exactly what our options were and what the ramifications of those decisions would be, you know, it'd be simple. But you want the experts that can sit here and look at a cloudy picture and kind of peel through the layers of those clouds and find that clear portion to kind of help you make a wise decision. And that's where we try and you know, provide that clarity for our clients to kind of help them wade through all the muck and junk that they've got to deal with in their farming situation.
Well, it's here we are mid-year and 4th of July weekend, mm-hmm. and you know, we've gone through this long pandemic kind of thing, and hopefully our farm friends and folks that you work with too will get a chance to maybe relax a little bit on the holiday weekend, and we can all be looking ahead toward a great second half of the year.
I think so, and that's what it's time for, is just kind of celebrating, right, the things that we have and the country that we have and all the positives around us. And, you know, I think it's time to kind of refocus on some of those things, because we all probably are a little grouchy after a year or so of being pent up and, you know, having to deal with all the stuff that you talked about with the pandemic and such. And, you know, let's forget about those things for a little bit and celebrate what a great place that we live in and all the benefits of being, you know, where we are. And like you said, kind of have a positive outlook on the second half of the year, and let's make the most of it.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're having a tough time being positive and making the most of it, that's where Corporate Farmer comes into play, because Chad and his team will be there to work for you. Chad, how do they touch base with you and get going with Corporate Farmer?
Yeah, real easy. A lot easier than getting the child tax credit thing. 800-472-6931, or you can check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
So how many hot dogs have you had at your kids?
Oh, my goodness. I tell people I lose track because I can only use my fingers anymore, because my toes, I can't reach them anymore, and half the time can't see them. So, I stop at 10 anymore on any counting.
Popcorn and hot dogs and, oh. Hey, have a fun weekend and enjoy a 4th of July celebration with your family.
You too, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you much. That's Chad Hansen, everybody. Get in touch with Corporate Farmer today. Chad and his team will indeed be there to help you. And that's our Corporate Farmer program for this week on AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming.